die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the third and final hour on this May 8th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the website yourdefendingfathers.com as part of the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Fani Mantravadi, a gentleman I met at the Ogemaw County Republican event this past Saturday. Good morning, Fani.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
We're doing great, sir. And for those of our listeners and people listening to this podcast, give us a short little bio, a little resume. Who is Fani, and where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? What do you do for a living? What are you involved in as far as your experience and knowledge?
Thank you, Randy, first of all, for having me on today. Mm-hmm. I am originally from India. And I went to school in India, and I studied at the Indian Institute of Technology, got a bachelor's in electrical engineering with a specialization in what's called instrumentation, got to do with measuring things in the engineering area, be it chemical, mechanical, or electrical mainly. That was my major.
Sure.
In the year of 2023, I got invited by a company in East Moline, Illinois, to come here work for a banking system, a banking company, to build some software for them, because my experience up until then was mainly IT development, and I got into the website development work in the year 2000 because of a lot of opportunities, and it was upcoming web boom,
sure.
.com boom. So I decided to learn and self-taught myself how to do IT programming, even though my job, based on my degree, would have been power lines, transmission, that kind of stuff. But after I came to this country in 2004, for on work, about 3 to 6 months of a visa that I was brought in for, I worked across the country. Initially went to Minnesota. They sent me to this place called St. Cloud, where they had an assignment for me to complete for the bank. So I did that. Then I moved to Connecticut a little bit. Ended up in Michigan in 2005 with a company that I, again, developed software for. But other than that, I live in Livingston County right now with my family, my wife, and 3 children. And other than that, I do camping up north. And when I say up north, I just don't mean lower peninsula, upper half of the lower peninsula. I actually go to the upper peninsula. I love that place, Baraga County area. So I'm a fall camper. And other than that, I like to play pool, ping pong, chess, and golf, I might say. But then I only golf to make other golfers feel good about their game.
About themselves, right?
Right.
I got it. Well, I can help you a little bit with the golf game, so we'll talk about that later. But so basically, engineering background and basically getting very well learned by yourself, self-taught the internet and website development and something that you just basically latched onto and worked with wasn't something you really did as a business. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I got, you know, I was employed by various different companies all through the process, and I worked for various companies to develop systems for their IT infrastructure kind of thing. So, yeah, I self-taught and worked for employers and didn't go to school for that at all.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to get into, and if you are going to stay through the break, folks, you can listen on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. This will also be a podcast at that website later at noon today. It'll post and share this information, this podcast, and get this information out. But we're going to hold Fani through the break, and we're going to talk about the website he developed, checkmyvote.org. And we're going to explain the background to that and what we would like you to do with it. So, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Fani Mantravati. He is a website, self-taught website designer, and he's created a website, checkmyvote.org. But Fani, before we get into the website and what you would hope people would use it for heading into our election for next year, 2026, Point of clarification, are you a citizen? Have you been naturalized? Are you a citizen of the United States?
No, Randy, I am not. Although I love America and I'm on track to becoming an American citizen, I am not yet a citizen. And yeah, that's it.
Very good. And in that process, you wanted to make sure that all these activities that you decided to go down, you did it primarily to protect yourself. You want to make sure that you're not voting in our elections by somebody coming after you, targeting you to be a ghost voter, and then jeopardizing potentially your citizenship.
That is exactly right. In fact, that was one of the primary motivations for me to go check into the voter rolls, because I was worried that due to the anecdotal evidence of back in 2020 that non-citizens voting, etc., the system, the election system, seems to be allowing people who don't vote or people who are not eligible to vote to cast a ballot somehow, and many are surprised and talk about how they did not vote and their record shows as having voted. So that was a primary concern for me, because I want to be a citizen of this great country and I don't want anything like my identity being stolen to create a ballot in my name that will create a whole lot of problems for me. So that was one of the motivations why I got into this.
Now, talking about the 2020 election, let's back the bus up a little bit. You living here, watching, obviously following politics very closely, looking at the campaign, the election process, you, like myself and Patrick Kobach and so many others, you were really concerned about what you saw in the November 2020 election, and that triggered you to get even more engaged. Explain that process going back to 2020.
Yes, thank you, Randy. So before 2020 election happened, we were going through this COVID period, and I saw firsthand and experienced, as many people have, the tyranny of the government trying to encroach upon individual liberties, simple things such as you had to wear a mask or something, and things of that nature. So I got involved with this group called Guardians of Freedom Michigan. This was during right when COVID hit. Within the 2 weeks, I saw the nonsense that it was being, you know, made to believe that you're supposed to wear a mask. So I would go to places without wearing a mask with a group of 40 people, and we'd go grocery shopping starting Lansing, drive eastward all the way to Novi, and, you know, buy a tomato at one Kroger, buy an onion at another Meijer, and groups of 40 people without wearing masks. We used to do that. And I could see how election outcomes have consequences for people, because whether you vote, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're Republican, no matter who you are, election outcomes affect everybody. And my journey with election integrity specifically began close on the heels of the 2020 steal. And that is what triggered me into action. And the pressure came from the fact that systemic election corruption is a top-tier, apex-level threat against the survival of my family and the nation as a whole. And in addition to that, there was a long brewing resentment I harbored all along regarding how my tax dollars were being spent by the government, like specifically on abhorrent and evil practices such as abortion and, you know, celebrating mental disorders. And I frankly don't want my tax dollars going in that direction. So as a taxpayer, I have always paid my taxes. I have never lived on public benefits or anything in the U.S. I came here to work, and I always paid my taxes from day one. So I had a skin in the game with this, because my tax dollars are being used to impose tyranny on me and everybody else here that are honest, hardworking people, at least the people that I know and have met.
Now, one of the things that occurred, and you mentioned the steal of the 2020 election, and this is something you truly believe. You've looked at this. You've looked at the evidence. You've looked at different information, Patrick Kobach's book and others. But here's what you decided to do was you said, maybe there's a solution that I can create, a website that the regular common man, anybody, woman, can go to and actually put in an address, something as simple as just putting in an address and say, check my vote, to see who's actually registered at that address, especially your own home address or maybe your next door neighbor. But was this basically, was that the process you went through?
Yes. So it started when I initially came to the issue of systemic election corruption. I noticed that all the information out there, or if you want to call it evidence, was theoretical. I mean, you'd see graphs with dots on them saying there's an outlier here. This doesn't really align with the way, you know, randomness distributes if you talk about statistical and math. And I said, you know, as part of that investigation, it led me to examine my own voting record. Like I mentioned before, that there shouldn't be any record of me voting because I'm not a U.S. citizen. So I examined my record. Fortunately, my name wasn't there in the voter rolls, but I did find two people registered to vote from my address who weren't living in that address. I mean, I had actually rented that place out to a couple of tenants, and I confirmed with the tenants that these people, they don't know who they are. So they were not on the lease agreement either. So I went to the clerk and got those people removed from the address that I owned at the time. And then, as I mentioned, I was working with Guardians of Freedom all along, so many people came to know that I have the voting voter rolls from Michigan. So many people were interested to check who is registered to vote from their addresses. So at the time, there was no website, obviously, so I was actually checking it manually and emailing them my findings. As you might guess, over time, it became unsustainable because I was doing 50 records a day by hand, and that time my goal became to create a website where anyone could go in and check the disposition of their voting situation. In a way, creating hard evidence and bringing the voter rolls to the doorsteps of people so they can look at it themselves. So in a way, bringing transparency to the voter rolls and making it easy to use for them to check their address. So that was the first feature I released in 2022 with checkmyvote.org.
Got it. Now, taking it a step further, a lot of people have used your website, checkmyvote.org, not only to check their own address, but maybe their street address, their neighbors, walk down and talk to the neighbors and say, hey, do you know there's 6, 7, 8 people registered to vote here at your address? But most importantly, Fani, to be able to take this information, like you said, you took it to your local clerk. And you showed them that these people at this property that you own were not, in fact, residents, and that you got them removed. You did this by taking it to the local clerk. And this is basically what others can do, exactly what you did.
Yes, that is exactly correct. They can first check their own addresses. And in many situations, we have experienced with Check My Votes users that after they clean up their own address and make it accurate in terms of who's registered to vote from there, many people are interested to take care of their communities, their neighborhoods, their precincts, whatnot. How can I do more? Is the question they asked me. Then I started to add more features to Check My Vote where they could sign up as a volunteer and perform what's called digital research. Like, for example, if you're living in a neighborhood and there is an empty lot 3 doors down, they could put that address in and see if there's anybody registered to vote from there. And if there are, they could make a challenge. By MCL 168.512 affords the right to people. I mean, they have the right to challenge anybody in their jurisdiction who shouldn't be on the voter rolls because of the situation or scenario I just described about the empty lot example. There are many other examples.
So, point of clarification on that, there is actually Michigan state statute that allows you to file a challenge with your local clerk, especially I described that in teeing up this interview in the prior segment. Before you came on, I said vacant lots. We have here in Antrim County and other northern locations, we have a lot of vacant land developments. We have Lakes of the North. We have Mishaway over in Gaylord, Otsego area. And they have like 1,500 lots, but only 900 people have actually built homes there. And there's a lot of vacant lots there. But every single lot, Fani, has a street address per the postmaster. Mm-hmm. And how these ghost votes occur at these addresses, people simply put in a forwarding change of address and request an absentee ballot be sent to that address, and it gets forwarded to God only knows to who. Mm-hmm. And then, sure as heck, this absentee ballot gets voted on and mailed back to the clerk. And we believe this is actually something that's actually happening here, not only in our state, but across the country. So what you're saying, people can utilize this website as a tool to be able to do volunteer on their own time, find addresses in their community, and then take it to their local clerks and actually file a challenge.
That is exactly correct. That's what we've been doing for the past 3 years with our network of 800-plus volunteers. And we've been using that MCL effectively, lawfully, and making challenges in the lawful manner.
How are the local clerks, from your experience, how receptive are they for getting this information? And are they being cooperative and actually removing these people from the qualified voter files?
Yes, some are, others aren't. So it's a very spotty kind of response we're getting. There is about 1,534 municipalities in Michigan, townships, if you want to call them that.
Sure.
Township. So out of the 1,534, a large majority of local clerks are very receptive, I would say. But some of them are, well, the state creates the voter roll, go to them, you know. But we are also seeing that local clerks remove these registrations, but they come back into the QVF from the state and trickle down into their local townships. And that has led some of the local clerks to throw up their hands in despair, going, I'm cleaning these up. Where are they coming from? So
sure,
that's easy to lose hope when you're doing something and someone is muddying up your work. Tendency is to not do it, right? So I
right.
can understand why they're frustrated.
But at the same time, though, this is giving them data to say, wait a minute, I cleaned up this file and these dead people or people that no longer live here are coming back, and be able to track that information and maybe isolate it. And then we can have a conversation about having a little conversation with our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson.
Yes, exactly. And Check My Vote also has, it's an interactive website. It's not a one-way website where we're pushing information to people. We actually receive information through the website as people make challenges, volunteering makes challenges. They are recorded in my system that this challenge was made, this registration got removed, and when it gets added back, I've written a program that would flag them as a red exclamation mark to see that this thing came back. So we track the changes month after month, because it's not only just tracking the voter roll and say we cleaned it up, it's all done. No, we track changes month after month, because I got a month after month Freedom of Information Act request that gives me the voter roll, and I see who got added, who got removed, and make it available through the website at county, municipality, and precinct levels for volunteers to sign up and see what happened last month. You know, I mean, go down to a precinct level, the numbers are very manageable, because you
sure.
see 30 people got added. And it's easy to go through those 30 people and say how many of them were removed before, because my website shows that as well.
Now, on the website, checkmyvote.org, if somebody wanted to donate money just to help fund the website and the maintenance of it and your time to oversee and be the administrator of it, do you have a donate button on the website?
Yes, Randy. Down at the bottom of the Michigan website, when you go to www, you'll see three states lit up in red. Those are the three states we are live and operational in: Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee. You click Michigan if you're from Michigan. Or if you moved from Ohio, you could check Ohio to see if your past address in Ohio, you know.
Sure.
Still has
but,
you on
but basically, they can. There is a donate button
yes.
at checkmyvote.org, and people
yep.
can help you out, raise some money, and keep this thing going.
Yes, at the bottom there's a tip us button. It's a green button at the bottom of the screen, and they can click that and send it over. Please note they're not tax deductible, because I'm not a
yep.
nonprofit organization. I'm
yep.
set up as a for-profit, but
sure.
that does help purchase the FOIA data. And as you know, transparency is taking a beating, because they're increasing the fees every whenever they want. They'll make fees
yep.
unaffordable to reduce transparency. So I pay for all of it out of my pocket.
Very good, sir. Bonnie, we greatly appreciate everything you're doing for us. Again, the website, checkmyvote.org. If you feel like you would like to donate, please do so. And then check your addresses and send that information to your local clerks. Thank you, Bonnie, for coming on today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders.